It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. And once again, it's time for Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo and visit with Dr. Ewan Stevenson. And Dr. Stevenson, welcome to Wellness Wednesday again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I think you've been on the show before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Dr. Stevenson.
Thank you. Yep. My name is Ewan Stevenson. I am a new surgeon here at CCM Health. I just started about 6 months ago. I did my residency at Guthrie Clinic in Pennsylvania, and then I did a year of fellowship in advanced endoscopy focusing on pancreatic biliary surgery, as well as ERCP and EUS advanced endoscopy. And I am very honored to be here serving this awesome community that now I have made quite a few friends, and I have established my roots here. I have a three-year-old who now goes to school here in the community. My husband is actually seeking out volunteer opportunities also here in the community.
Oh, great. So what do you like about the Montevideo community, Dr. Stevenson?
Oh, everything. I love the folks here. All of my friends are, just about everybody are farmers. I'm learning so much about farming. I did not come from a farming background, so everything is fascinating and new to me. My bear got to ride on a tractor last, right after harvest season. It was really great.
Awesome. Have you been in a combine yet?
No, I haven't. I am looking forward to an opportunity to do that.
Okay. All right, great. Do you live on a farm?
I do. Actually, I live about 20 minutes here from here in Lucky Paro. I don't have any tillable land myself, but okay. I am surrounded by my neighbor's cornfield.
All right, lovely. We're glad you're in the Montevideo area, Dr. Stevenson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Well, let's talk a little bit about March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, correct?
Yes, it is. And this is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart.
Okay. Do you specialize in that then, or?
I did advanced training in endoscopy. And overall, endoscopy is just my passion. I love the fact that there are a lot of things I can do with a scope, and it's minimally invasive, and it does help a lot of folks.
Okay. So let's talk about the importance of everyone getting screened and maybe how often. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. I cannot stress the importance of getting routine screening, meaning colonoscopy, from the recommended age. So now it is a little different for different folks. If you have no family history, and by that I mean if your parents or siblings or children, God forbidden, have colon cancer, then you fall in under a higher risk category. It's recommended for those folks to be screened for colon cancer at the age of the earliest direct relative minus 10 years. So I'll give you an example. If, Lord forbid, your father was diagnosed with colon cancer at age 60, you are recommended to start screening at age 50. And, similarly, if you have a sibling, diagnosed at age 40, then you should start screening everybody who's first or direct relative should be screened at age 30. Mm. So this is to ensure that if there's any changes, polyps, advanced polyps, dysplastic changes, or anything that's abnormal seen on colonoscopy has a chance to be intervened on before it is too late. And I can give you an example of a patient of mine, mm-hmm. who's a very very well-respected gentleman of the community, very active, very beloved, father of right. three. And he's just like, his father had colon cancer. And he's like, it won't be me. It'll be fine. Just like, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And unlike his brother, who is actually fairly diligent about getting colonoscopy and screening, His brother had polyps, advanced polyps, but not colon cancer. And he himself did not, and he just thought it wouldn't be him. And this unfortunate patient, when he finally presented, he did have symptoms of some weight loss, sort of vague discomfort and whatnot, some belly pain maybe. It was thought to be a GI, reflux disease or whatnot. But He finally agreed to a colonoscopy, and at that time, there was advanced colon cancer in the left colon. It's already spread into his liver, so it was way too late. And there were, there were actually metastatic disease even beyond the liver. So it was unfortunate circumstance. He did not survive for very long. Mm-hmm. Probably with chemotherapy and whatnot, he lived another year and a half. But this would have been, something that could potentially have been preventable had he sought diligently to get colonoscopy. So I always use this as an example to encourage my patients. Yes, it is uncomfortable to go through PrEP and whatnot, but truthfully, you can ask your friends, anybody who has been, recently had colonoscopy. Nowadays, we do it under anesthesia, and a lot of patients will undergo colonoscopy. And then postoperatively, when I go talk to them about my findings, they say, are we ready for the procedure yet? Say, it's already done,
Yep,
it's all done, so good. Yeah, that's very good. See, so the procedure itself is not uncomfortable at all. The PrEP, unfortunately, it's a little bit of work, but it's worth the peace of mind.
Will the PrEP ever get easy?
I think nowadays the PrEP is easier compared to before. Mm-hmm. And it's true, you have to use the bathroom a lot. I would not encourage somebody to go through the PrEP, on a day that they had something very important going on. But for the most part, it is well tolerated, I would say.
Okay. Good. You kind of answered the question a little bit, but I was going to ask you, what are the symptoms of colon cancer? What symptoms do you have?
Truthfully, colon cancer can present from completely asymptomatic, just caught, on imaging for something else, to vague sort of weight loss, belly pain, kind of change of bowel habits. Sometimes people would describe that, my stool nowadays is looking quite thin, like pencil thin stool. And it's not usually, it wasn't like this a while ago, but all of a sudden it's becoming more like that. And diarrhea, sometimes it just in general change of bowel habits.
Okay.
And sort of vague discomfort. And it can be quite drastic, dramatic, like colonic obstruction. And this is usually when it's very advanced, when the tumor is actually blocking the colon, that can be quite dangerous.
Okay. Let's talk, is there prevention? Can you prevent colon cancer? What would you say to that? Or talk about
I would
that
say it's like everything else. Eating healthy, exercise, those things do tend to help. If you smoke, maybe think about quit smoking. If you are a heavy alcohol drinker, thinking about alternative things you can do to prevent that. But really, a healthy lifestyle would be, and of course, if your weight is really, really high, high BMI, I'd say, healthy weight loss, that kind of thing. But truthfully, the bulk of decreasing colon cancer-related death lies in screening and early intervention. So colon cancer, the best treatment is when it's caught early and when there are surgeries that can be done to remove the colon.
Mm-hmm.
If there are metastases into the liver or even the lung, nowadays there have been more and more surgeries done to remove the metastases, and if it is like just one lesion or something like that, that has been shown to drastically improve survival rate. So really, surgery for the most part is the best treatment. Colon cancer is fairly sensitive to chemotherapy, so there are good chemotherapy regimen for colon cancer, but of course, the key lies in early intervention, screening and early detection.
Okay. Do you see more men or more women that suffer from colorectal cancer?
It's fairly comparable.
Okay. So let's talk about CCM Health's colonoscopy services. What services do you provide there, Dr. Stevenson?
We are very capable of offering colonoscopies, and like I said, these are procedures that are nowadays done under conscious sedation anesthesia, so it's comfortable. I would say the best thing to do is make an appointment with your primary care provider, and just, you know, if the conversation did not happen, I would say, you know, maybe prompt them and say, hey, you know, I heard that it's important to get screened for colon cancer. Do I qualify for colonoscopy? And for the most part, our primary care providers here at CCM are very good. They are up to date on the latest literature and recommendations, and usually they're the ones who would bring up the topic of colonoscopy. And I would encourage everybody to not brush them off. And if they say if you're recommended to get colonoscopy, then I would really encourage you to follow through and have that procedure done.
Okay, so make your appointment with CCM Health and get screened regularly, right?
Absolutely. If there is no issues whatsoever seen on colonoscopy and you have no family history or anything, then all you need is a colonoscopy every 10 years, and that is not a huge burden usually on anybody. If there are polyps found, actually not all kinds of polyps are dangerous, and for the most part, you know, like when you have polyps that do not have any significance, do not have any potential of turning into cancer, then those polyps will not increase your frequency of needing a colonoscopy. Only the type that are pre-malignant, in other words, only the type that if you leave it untreated, it has the potential of turning into cancer, only those polyps have to increase your frequency of colonoscopy. And if you have 1 to 2 polyps, usually you need a colonoscopy every 5 years, and if you have 3 to 10 polyps, then it decreases down to 3 years. If you happen to have a polyp that's really big or kind of, you know, big and scary, what we call advanced adenoma, then your frequency dropped down to 1 year or even more frequent. Then we'll have to talk about on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, and the older you are, the more frequent you should be screened. Would you suggest that?
No, actually, that is not true. So currently the literature suggests that people get screened up to 75. It is the standard screening for colonoscopy, depends on family history.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stevenson. A wealth of information there, and just encourage people to get screened during the month of March here for being at Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you have any questions and if you would just like to make an appointment and talk about the importance of screening of colonoscopy, you're very welcome to come and see me in the office.
All right. Now, before I let you go, I got to ask you, how you like living in the Montevideo area. How about working at CCM Health?
Oh, I love it. This is such a great team that we have here. We're actually undergoing tremendous growth. As you know, we have now since I started, a couple of new additional surgeon subspecialists starting here as well. Now we have a wonderful OB-GYN doctor, Dr. Baker, here, and also a very talented orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Brent, who has joined the team as well. So we are growing tremendously, and we are very honored to be here in this community serving everyone.
All right. And then can't forget about the CCM Wellness Center. I love that place.
Oh, yes. We have a state-of-the-art gym here in town.
That's right. Well, thank you, Dr. Stevenson, for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yep. That's Dr. Yuan Stevenson from CCM Health in Montevideo, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.